On to James White's boyhood home. James and Ellen pressed on another 100 miles into eastern Maine, to the home of James's parents in Palmyra. They have been much interested in the blessed hope of Christ's immediate coming, wrote James, but with thousands of others they seem to have lost much of the spirit and sweetness of this hope. He hoped for better days. It warmed James's heart to go over the roads he had traveled 10 years before on horseback as he preached the soon coming of Jesus, and to meet many old friends. Referring to the days of their association then, he declared that these were the happiest hours of our life. Ibid. On October 6, 1852, the long journey east was over, and they were home in Rochester. During the 2 months of the tour many had been encouraged. At some of the conferences attendance ran into the hundreds. From time to time visions were given to Ellen White. On occasion James and Ellen were called to pray for the healing of the sick, and their prayers were answered. James White reported in the review. We can now look back upon our Eastern tour with a good degree of satisfaction. Our expectations have been more than realized. We have in almost every place been happily disappointed in witnessing the glorious display of God's power, and the triumph of His truth. Ibid. He added. And praise the Lord, for what He has done for the little church in Rochester in our absence. Our dear brother Maston, who has been brought so low by the cholera, and raised up by the prayer of faith, is at work in the office, enjoying the precious hope of the gospel, keeping the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. And the brethren generally are greatly revived. Ibid.